producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To bid you good day, motivation from T.S. Eliot, who wrote, "Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go." Keep that in the back of your mind. Roberta Fasinelli is the good one today. Roberta is on my good list. Jennifer, not on my good list today. And then there's Rich McFadden.
Didn't I just defend you not so long ago?
Yeah, well, Roberta was the one calling you bald.
Yeah, okay, so both of them then are on my list. Because Jennifer earlier said, I think the quote was, "Really, Doug?" after I didn't come up with the blender. Really, Doug?
Well,
really, Doug?
Really? I thought it was something complicated.
I know. Well, listen, we all have those moments. You know how it works in the brain?
I have all the time.
With the gas department. All right, Richie, let's celebrate someone whose passing took place on this date. Doesn't seem possible. 11 years ago.
I'll tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know? Now, last week I told my wife, "You need a home improvement loan. Jimmy, $1,000 to move out." I'll tell you, my wife, there's always something, you know? Well, the other day I called her up. I said to her, "Honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited." She said, "Who is this?" I'll tell you, my wife, she never went to me. Well, the first time I called her up, she told me, "Come on over. There's nobody home." I went over. There was nobody home. My wife, she drives me nuts. Oh, she was afraid of the dark. She saw me naked. Now she's afraid of the light.
Yes, sure is. Rodney Dangerfield passed away on this date in 2004. He didn't get any respect. He was so funny. 82 years old. Man, this guy had more alcohol in his system and drugs. But he was funny. What a funny bugger.
Funny guy.
Yeah, funny. Yep. We ought to have a piece of that sort of stuff every day, Richie, in some way, shape, or form. Very cool stuff. All right, let's talk about the extreme weather and go back. For those of you who say, "Global warming, it's never been like this before. It's been 1,000 years since Columbia or Carolina, whatever it is." Columbia, South Carolina had so much rain. On this date in 1954, Hurricane Hazel
came
ashore. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was. South Carolina to New York. So much rain. 95 people were killed in the U.S., hundreds more in Haiti, 78 in Canada. It was a storm that was far worse than what hit South Carolina. But
you couldn't know it's coming.
No.
You didn't know.
Back in 1954, they didn't have the kind of weather radar and stuff.
It's raining out today. Right. Wonder how long that's going to go on.
Yeah, right. Look out below. All right, but that doesn't take away from the catastrophic flooding that continues across South Carolina. This week's going to be a real problem down there. And, again, taking it away from America, go down to Guatemala, where 131 people are reported dead, 300 missing. Wow. A hillside collapse buried 125 homes. So you think it's bad in South Carolina? It is. And these, by the way, they were two separate storms. It wasn't just one storm. It was one that came in, and then after Hurricane Joaquin, the next one came in.
We had the nor'easter, and then Joaquin
came exactly. In. Yep. Yeah. This was a tough weekend for weather in certain parts, but it's a beautiful day around the country today. Magnificent weather. We were driving around yesterday. Meredith gets all excited about the leaf colors changing. The leaf peepers are coming in by the truckload. I was at the Eastern States Fair in Springfield, Mass. This weekend. And there were so many tour buses around out there on the Mass Pike. You can see them coming in from New York State, coming up from down south. And this is one of the prime, this month is prime time for
travel.
It's on
my bucket list of things to do, actually.
To come out here when the leaves are changing.
Go down to the
just beginning
here.
To change now. Just and it'll slow down because of the rain. When the ground is dry, the leaf change colors. The colors for the leaves are going to become more dramatic and more actually noticeable early on. But with a lot of moisture in the ground, it sort of staves it off. So
by the way, Jennifer, if you want to come out and watch the leaves turn, I invite you in about 2 weeks. The really perfect location is my backyard, and I'll hand you a rake and watch all the leaves.
You know what? No problem. I'll rake and watch all at the same time.
Yeah. All right.
Marty Pants.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to three scientists from China, Ireland, and Japan. They won for coming up with new ways to treat malaria and infectious diseases, things caused by roundworm parasites, which we don't see. The reason we didn't win is because we really aren't doing any work in it, because we don't see those problems here like they do. A real bad problem in Asia, China, and Japan. So I wonder how long it's been since we've had a roundworm. We have it with cows from time to time, but people very rarely get it. I got it once when I was a kid around a heifer. I was around a heifer, and they call it a roundworm because there's a circle that sort of takes place in your skin.
Same thing as ringworm?
It's related. Ringworm is caused by lack of good nutrition. Roundworm is just one of these, but it looks the same, Jennifer. Yeah, looks the same, but it isn't. It isn't caused by the same thing. But it's nasty. It looks worse than it really is,
Jennifer.
It's nasty.
Yes.
You ever spend any time on YouTube looking at those videos of worms in people's bodies?
Oh, absolutely not. Are you crazy?
It is so disgusting.
You know, people swallow them to get skinny, like tapeworm. Yeah, and then at night, they really? Like pop out of their throats because they're like hungry looking for food.
Yeah.
How would you like that? You have to be single.
They pop out of other orifices in your body,
if
too.
If you are swallowing a worm to get thin, you have got to be single. Have to be.
All right, the Supreme
Honey,
Court.
Stop your snoring and that worm's popping out.
Get out of here with the worms, please. The Supreme Court back in session this week. Experts are watching to see if the last term's leftward drift and acrimony were abnormal, or is there something in this that we can read as we move ahead? The court will consider the fate of public sector unions, affirmative action in higher education, also may decide its first major abortion case since 2007, revisit the clash between the religious liberty and contraceptive coverage in insurance policies. And also, as the courts get back into session, the gun safety. What happened here? Can you hear me?
Matter,
I just lost myself for a second. The court is focused on a gun issue. What is the matter with my headset? I can't keep my
in and out.
Something screwy here with my headset. All right, go to a
you're lucky
break.
You can't hear yourself.
Oh. We can still hear you.
How do I get that?
Do something and I'll figure this out.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me.
It's 15 past on a good day. Doug can't hear that, though.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
17 half. The hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Yeah, I fixed the problem. Okay. So, the gun safety discussion that I started, a group whose goal is to prevent gun violence is going to release a report this week urging the administration to reinforce existing laws as an immediate step to reduce gun-related crimes. You'll remember the president got really all bent out of shape, with good reason. After the events last week in Oregon, it seems like that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Hillary Clinton proposing a gun, I guess this is something she would want to have as a law proposal to reinforce, as I said, the gun violence. This country, there's a strangeness to it. We have so much good here, and yet we screw around with it or let ourselves be screwed with. The fear that that a politician is recognizably intimidated by,
you know,
with the NRA and then
I'm sitting here thinking we already have laws on the books for most of these infractions, right?
And we don't
politician feels the need to make new laws so that they can be standing front and center and saying we need to do something. You need me so that I can do something about this to protect
you.
You're
the problem.
So even though we already have the laws on the books, they want to pretend to make new laws because they want you to see how much you need them.
Yep. Okay. The Vatican focus of a meeting of 270 bishops from around the world debating questions like divorce, homosexuality, contraception.
Ken Davis there?
A Polish priest over the weekend at this meeting said, I'm gay.
Yep.
To which the Vatican said, you're fired.
The
priest made his announcement as this synod, this is going to be a couple of weeks long, apparently. After the announcement, the Vatican sent the priest packing. The Catholic Church has never been okay with same-sex marriage.
I don't know why this is such a big shock. You know, everybody thinks Pope Francis is very progressive, and he is, and he's outspoken, and
he still
really
has
like
to deal
him.
With his
but you, it's still the church. It's the rules, and it's the Bible, and it's what they're following, and come on.
Well, it
not
is
a really, shock.
No. So, is this something that ever gets talked about in church, Jennifer? Is there ever a priest ever address this in their homilies?
I don't know. I'm not the best Catholic. I go to church, probably 10 times a year.
Okay.
How's that?
That's 10 times a year.
That's pretty good, right?
That sounds good. And Doug does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And I would say I've never heard it in my time, except for when the sexual abuse scandal was going on. Priests were addressing it either in their closing remarks or during the homily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the only time I've heard something about that. But typically, no. I mean, it's taught. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. It's taught that marriage is between a man and a woman because marriage is set up for procreation. And obviously, no matter how hard you try to, you know, plus plugs can't fit into the right slot. You catch my drift.
Do you know, Roberta, one of the hot... Well, we'll save this for...
Yes.
Yeah, hold on a second. To hot. Okay. Hold on to the thought of hot. 21 after on Good Day.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When can my heart beat again?
Baby.
When does the pain never end? And when do the tears stop from running over? When does you get over it begin?
Genesis, Getting Busy music.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Getting busy.
Saving getting face. Busy right now. Oh, wait.
24 no, after the hour on Good Day. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and I have the top five songs from this week in 1994, starting with the number five song done by Babyface called When Can I See You Again. Craig, let's have Richie first.
When can my heart beat again?
I remember this group, but they didn't have too many hits, did they?
Kenneth Babyface.
Yeah, Babyface.
Yeah.
He was like kind of a monster producer guy. Yeah,
mega talented. As a bigger producer than artist, but he was still a big, very popular artist.
Alright, number four, Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. Stay.
Love it.
I miss you, Jennifer. Stay.
I miss you.
Number four, a nice chat with your father yesterday.
Oh, good. Huh. So did I.
We have so much in common.
I know. Same path.
That's right, exactly. Not at the same time. He was emailing me back and forth at like 3 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah, he's the worst. Hey, do you know what movie this is from?
No, I don't, actually.
It's from the movie Reality Bites.
Really?
With Ethan Hawke.
I've heard that.
And she is one of the cooler guests we've ever
Lisa
had on
Loeb?
The show.
Yeah, she's fun.
Very smart, very cool.
Yep. We're going through the top five songs from this week in 1994. This is the number four song, Lisa Loeb and Say I Miss You. So that'll be replaced by the number three song in your ear right now, Sheryl Crow. What a great story song. Every time I hear this, I get charged up because, as many of you know, I have a home in Santa Monica, and I know exactly where she's sitting on Santa Monica Boulevard at a little kind of joint looking at the car wash across the street as all the good people of the world are washing their cars.
By the way, congratulations to Santa Monica, named California's drunkest city today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
I've been playing with Apple Music since it came out a few months ago, and I really like it because you can listen to full albums.
Really?
And they have all these playlists that they suggest for you, and one of them they suggested last week was
Sheryl Crow's greatest hits.
Yep.
Such a great album.
Man, you don't
realize. I have
realize
it. I listen to it all the time.
How many songs she's got that you know all the words to?
Yep.
It was 15, 16, 17 songs, and I'm going, wow, I forgot about it. Wow, I forgot about it. Wow. And it's, I was in awe of her. Amazing artist.
There's nothing there that's bad about what she does and how she does it. Very good stuff. All right. So, we have that as number three. Number two belongs to Luther Vandross and Mariah Carey together. An Endless Love. Singing on what?
My cousin emailed me this thing of her singing with some guy.
Karaoke app.
And it's like a karaoke app, and you vote up or down people who submit karaoke posts. So I think Jennifer and I should sing this, and you can do it remotely. So Jen can do it on her phone, I can do it on my phone. We can do a duet, submit it to Shmuel, and get all kinds of thumbs up.
Great. All right, number one this week, Boys to Men. Great song.
Oh, no, let's do this one instead, Jen.
Yeah. Number one this week, 1994, belongs to Boys to Men. I'll make love. Love to you.
Love to you.
Love to you.
Right. Much love to you.
28 after the hour, good day.
Let's sing this song with Jennifer and Dad. It'll be in my rearview mirror.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learn in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen, good day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. If you're expecting to travel at Thanksgiving and between Thanksgiving and New Year's, you better get your tickets now. If you think this is going to be a walk in the park, no. There's just enough money around now. There's enough people who have a disposable income. There's going to be a real run on tickets, and the prices will go. If you haven't checked them out, they're jacked up now. Sky high already. So a word to the wise, as my fourth grade teacher used to say, is sufficient. If you're aware of what you're going to do at Thanksgiving and or Christmas and or New Year's, or you're going to take any kind of a trip between now and after the first of the year, you better get at it because it's going to be very expensive. Meanwhile, the CEO of Alaska Airlines admits his airline lost his bag.
Oh, man. Happens to everybody.
Isn't that great? Huh? Oh, you know, my God.
I was reading in the paper this weekend. Oh, I actually got to spend a Sunday reading the paper.
Really? Good for
yes,
you.
Yes. That there's this new suitcase out that was used, that was made using crowdfunding money.
Really?
And the new suitcase is already available. It'll be available at Christmas time for $349. It's a carry-on size bag. So what is it, like 20 inches? But it's got a built-in scale, so it tells you how much your bag weighs. It turns into a Bluetooth speaker, so you can hook up your cell phone to play music or talk into it.
Really?
It's got a full charge, so you can charge your cell phone or your device. But the coolest thing, it's enabled with a chip. So it actually sends you an email notification when your bag hits the conveyor belt to get on the plane. It tells you where your bag is at all times, and you can locate it no matter what. And I'm telling you, this is genius. Who didn't think of this before? Come on.
Load.
Time for
my son lost his iPod, and we haven't seen hide nor hair of it, and we've got Find My iPhone on it, and it just American Airlines.
Gonzo. Right.
And I keep checking every week or so where if it is. So somebody had to have picked it up off of the plane and turned it off and then done something to reset the whole thing because it's just off the grid.
All right. Here's Ask the Pilot. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
I am going to be the pilot.
That's great.
What do pilots do to avoid turbulence, and are there some routes in our country that have no turbulence and others that have lots of turbulence? The answer to that question from Dr. Doug: pilots get a weather briefing before flights for the takeoff. It includes forecast turbulence. The route of the flight is adjusted to avoid those areas. Once airborne, pilots listen for reports of turbulence from the planes in front of them. You thought this was sophisticated? If you ever listen on Channel 9 to United Airlines, one of the great things, one of the few good things, actually, about listening about going on United Airlines, Channel 9, you can tune in to the cockpit, the pilots talking back and forth, air traffic control. It's a lot of fun. But they're listening. The average cross-country distance between planes is about 5 miles. So there are any number of planes, normally about 20 planes within range of the pilot and their back and forth. So they don't have to even ask air traffic control. They can listen to or talk to pilots. For example, a United flight might follow, and this is how it works, actually. There's a 6 o'clock flight that takes off from Boston to Los Angeles, United. 6:05, the American flight takes off from Boston to Los Angeles. And you can hear them talking back and forth to each other about where the turbulence is. So that's why the pilot comes on and says, in about 3 minutes, we're going to have about 4 minutes worth of turbulence. He's gotten that from the guy in front of him. That, there's no science to this. They talk back and forth.
No, there's a fork in the road. I bet.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they do.
You ever listen and you hear two guys talking? Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan. Have you updated your wheel lately? That's how it goes ahead.
Your bumper's falling off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. You know, we've gone the whole morning and not talked about Donald Trump.
Actually, we did.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because oh my gosh, I've got it. Go ahead, tell your story.
No, I just haven't got any Donald Trump stories.
Oh, well, he talked about gun control, and I've got to read you his comment because it's a full-on Trumpism, and it makes me laugh every time. Hold on.
Yeah.
Control.
A full-on Trumpism.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah. What do you say? He's talking about how if you arm teachers, that there wouldn't be a problem on these campuses, that these problems would be taken out quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But he said oh man.
Well,
come on.
You can't find it?
Come
Meanwhile,
on.
Meanwhile, Jeb Bush said
stuff happens. That's terrible.
Well, Jeb Bush also has been asked how he's going to use his brother in his campaign.
What?
Some reporter said, how are you going to use your brother in your campaign? And Jeb Bush said, next question.
Well, Jeb Bush got asked about the shootings, and he was kind of stumbling around a little bit, and he goes, you know, people want to act all the time, but, you know, stuff happens, and people went nuts on social media.
Stuff happens.
He didn't mean it like stuff happens. He goes, people are reactive when stuff happens, blah, 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 and people tore into him on social media this weekend, saying he was just being very cavalier and flippant about something that was so tragic.
Yeah.
But, now, okay, so I can't find exactly what I was looking for, but CNN did a piece on Donald Trump talking about his gun policy. He just released his Second Amendment policy last week, and he wants people to have concealed carry. And he did his can you believe it again. He goes, I have concealed carry. Can you believe it? A guy out there, crazy guy, sees Donald Trump. They want to take aim at me, and then he makes like the invisible like shooting sign.
Great.
It's just entertaining. Like him or you know. He's fun.
Goodness. This one's for you. There is a new report today. There's a piece the BBC ran over the weekend called The History of Sharks. Mm-hmm. And in it, They cite fossil records suggesting that there are 3,000 types of sharks and their relatives that have existed at one time or another on the planet. Some of the ancestors of modern sharks were really weird. You know, we think the hammerhead shark looks weird. They had all kinds of things growing on their bodies. And one of the more interesting, prolific species, sharks and turtles, been around for millions and millions and millions of years.
Just goes back to my theory that we'd won just big alien senior high school DNA experiment.
That's something to be said for that.
An alien ant farm.
That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Here's the good news for those of you who listen to all the naysayers about the one percenters and the world is getting poorer. Would you like to know the facts and not just the baloney? Oh, you don't want to know the facts.
All right, I'll take them today.
Less than 10% of the world's population is in extreme poverty, according to the World Bank. The projections were it was, let's see if I can look at the actual numbers. Within the last 10 years, it's gone from 12.8% of the population of the planet to 9.6% of the world's population living in extreme poverty. That doesn't mean it's good. It just means the situation may be getting better. And with the influx, remember, in the 3 years since the last survey was taken, the world's population has grown by about 400 million. Can you imagine that? 300-400 million more people here just in the last 3 or 4 years. What are we going to do with all these people? How are we going to feed them? How are they going to live? But apparently there's some going on because look at the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. What's the old expression? Liars figure, but figures don't lie. I guess that there's
that's not true.
You don't think that's true?
No, that's not true.
Why? How do you
figures can lie. Get a statistician. Oh, my gosh. They can make numbers say anything they want them to.
Really?
Absolutely.
And how have you found that out, Roberto? How'd that come to your attention?
Just look at anybody's tax returns.
Right. Really? All right. Now, Jennifer, have you looked at how there's a profile of these kids who have been the shooters?
Mm-hmm.
And the similarities between them and then...
Oh, they're the same guy. Yeah.
They are pretty much the same guy.
20-something male, usually white.
Yep.
And
usually
they're
no girlfriends.
Disconnected from society.
No friends at all.
Mm. Yep. No friends, no girlfriends. Yep.
And on some kind of antidepressant or ADD drugs.
A lot of them live with their mothers.
Yep. And the guns that they're using are very similar, and they get I'm looking at this Glock that the kid used at the community college. There's another Glock used by the guy down shooting the television people.
This kid in Oregon, we won't say his name, but he actually was inspired by the guy who shot the news anchor. Well,
they're all buying Glocks at pawn shops. That's where they're getting these guns.
In the pawn shops?
In the pawn shops, they're getting these. Four of them had Glocks, and they got them at pawn shops.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who used his father's Beretta in Marysville, Washington, he was only 15 years old, so he didn't have his own. The others were bought legally at pawn shops, and they were Glocks. I don't know that much about various guns. A Glock is what most police use, though, isn't it?
It's a brand.
Yeah, that's what my brother
said. It's a brand, yeah.
How is it compared to Colt or Remington or...
Glock and Colt are all very good brands. I think the important thing to find out is what it is. Is it a 45, probably?
Yes, yeah, they're all 45s. Yep.
That's what I just bought.
You did. What kind?
I can't even remember the name. It's like a Colt. It's like the off-brand of Colt, made in the same factory.
Did you, so you bought a low-priced gun?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know it's not going to blow up in your face?
Oh, don't say that. No, well, the guy at the gun store, we went through and he said this is the gun he would buy, and it was a good starter gun to practice with.
Yeah. Where are you going to go practice?
The shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
Really, where is there a shooting range down there?
Oh, tons. There's one in Santa Clarita. There's one in the up in Sylmar. They're all over the place.
All right, so
so I thought the gun laws in California were very strict.
They are. They're very strict. I would like to get a concealed carry is what I would like. But that's not allowed. But I went through and I did the test. I got 100%. And then they do a background check. You fill out a form and they ask you some questions. And, mm-hmm. you know, and now I'm waiting. So I'll go pick it up this week sometime.
What was the test? The
test was like 40 questions, and it was true. Half of it was true and false. The other half was multiple choice. Very simple.
What kind of questions?
When is it safe to discharge your gun? What's the, you know, basically they want you to be. People that buy guns legally typically are very responsible with them. So the questions were all about gun safety. They were not about, yeah, it wasn't like, you know, what
personal background.
Right. It wasn't personal stuff, and it wasn't also like the technical part of the gun. It was all gun safety. When is it safe to clean the gun?
That's when I took my course.
You know,
same thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right. Yep. All right. So, Jennifer, here's the deal. Next time I spend more than a couple of days in California, I want to go to the shooting range with you.
I will take you.
Oh my God, we need video of this.
Yeah, I want to try. I know how to shoot a gun. I learned how to shoot a gun when I was in school.
You killed two dogs from a 100 feet
away. I killed dogs using .22. But I've never been.
Why
to
did
a
you
range.
Kill dogs? Now you have to
they
explain.
They were attacking his cows.
They were attacking my calves, and I went after them with a fork, and they came after me. I'd forgotten the gun was even in there. I don't own a gun. It belonged to somebody that was working on the farm at the time, and it was a very traumatic event.
The news was all over. Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
You remember that? The news. Doug was on the news for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It
was very.
As a dog killer.
Yep.
Right.
That's
awful.
Yeah. Wow. But yes, I will be happy to take you. That would be fun. We will do that.
Yep.
And that's the reason I bought it. You know, I've only shot 3 or 4 times in my life, but I wanted to get my gun so I could get comfortable with it and figure out how to use it and be really safe and secure with it.
Well, Meredith's talked off and on about getting a gun. She wanted to go take lessons and you know, I don't know that she's ever fired a gun. I don't know what I feel, frankly. It's been a long time. I haven't shot a gun since I killed those dogs that we were tagging the cats. That was, hell, that was 15 years ago or more, maybe more than that, 15, 16 years ago. Haven't had a gun in my hand since then. It's 47 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinos from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partnered with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
From the bad news department, more than 240 federal prisoners have escaped from federal custody in the past year while traveling to halfway houses, according to documents the news media has found today. How about them apples?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffens, good day. And this is normally the time that we do a little technology news, but we're putting out a beacon, a tracker beacon on Greg Stebbin. We'll see if we can find him. But first, this story caught my attention today. U.S. Coast Guard crews reported spotting a 225-square-mile debris field on Sunday of styrofoam, wood, cargo, and other items near the last known position of a missing cargo ship. I'm not sure if you heard this story, but a C-130 trying to locate the El Faro reported the debris, according to a tweet. The objects included 1,000 pieces of styrofoam, pieces of wood, a cargo door, fenders that belonged to a ship, and multiple 55-gallon drums. This is all according to the Coast Guard. The debris field was the second found over the weekend. Earlier in the day, multiple items were seen in the water just before noon. Those items included containers, loose deck materials, oil sheen, and it boggles my mind, Rich, and I'm not sure how well you've been following this story, but it boggles my mind how in this day and age things can go missing like this.
You know what? We have the technology, and Greg's here with us to talk about technology. They have the technology to know exactly where these storms are and how a freighter of this size can actually walk into the middle of the storm
and just disappear.
I heard one of the wives of one of the crew members talking, saying, I don't even see how it's possible that they went anywhere near the storm. All they had to do was turn and just go in any other direction for a day or two or three and then get back on course.
Yep.
So I don't know why it is. All right, so here we are. Technology brings us to Greg Stebbin, who is our editor at... contributor, tech contributor at Men's Health Magazine.
He's our guru.
Greg, how are you today?
I'm feeling very guru-ish. I'm stroking my beard.
You are the guru. You are the man.
Hey, so what's going on today?
Well, we have startups that are being drawn into the debate over the future of work by politicians and policymakers. What's happening? What are they getting into now?
Well, this is really interesting. There's this sort of underground thing called the gig economy, and it's been going on a long time, but it has been powerfully enabled by technology. So the gig economy, I mean, the perfect example of that is Uber. You know, you have your full-time job, but if you choose to make some extra money by monetizing assets, see, when did people, normal people, ever think about monetizing assets?
Yeah.
That's a business concept, right?
Right.
Well, what Uber enables you to do is say, I have a car, I have time, if someone will pay me to drive other people around in my car, and I get paid more than it costs me for the cost of my gas, and it makes my time worthwhile, I'm going to be an Uber driver. If
right.
you have extra space in your house, you can do the same thing by renting out part of your house on Airbnb. I'm actually a pretty well-known Airbnb host. I talk on radio shows and talk to blogs and newspapers and magazines all around the country about this Airbnb thing. It's really just saying that, you know what? Thanks to technology, we all have the ability to do just like a business does, which is to look at everything we have as a potential asset and say, you know what? I'm going to monetize that. And I think it makes for life in a whole new and exciting way, because you're not dependent on your job and your company for your well-being. You can give that up if you want or supplement it. And I frankly think that makes us much more interesting, independent, and smarter people, because we're really self-reliant.
So we've got a couple of avenues here that politicians could be interested in. They could be looking at it saying, well, we could grow business and grow jobs if we embrace this technology economy, or we could tax it more.
Regulate and tax it.
So are there any murmurs out there as to which way they may be looking, since it's kind of piquing their interest now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a Republican is going to view this differently than a Democrat. And obviously, within the ranks of Republicans and Democrats, you're going to have different views. But I actually think that is the biggest issue right now is, first of all, I mean, there's an article in the New York Times about this. Politicians are just trying to get their head around it. You know, we heard a little bit of a debate about this between candidates, I don't know, a couple of months ago. They're just trying to understand what is it and does it matter? And I'm going to tell you, it matters a lot.
You know,
freelancers and the independent contractor part of the economy has always mattered, but it's never been as visible as, well, take Uber. Do you realize a few months ago there were riots in the streets of Europe about Uber, cars being flipped over and burned, the riot police coming out?
It's here to stay, and tech money is here to stay. It does nothing but bring us jobs and bring us money, and it's a good thing. And it's 58 past on good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.